goes there? Could it be? I didn't think anyone remembered this place. Mm-hmm, that's right. You're the first one who made it here since everything collapsed. Are you surprised? Quickly now, come inside. We are quite isolated all the way out here in the forest, but you never know when prying eyes could be watching. You must have seen the smoke from my fire, huh? But to know to check this forest in the first place, I have to admit, it's nice to know I haven't been forgotten, even after the internet went down. Come here, come here. Let me get a good look at you. You're injured. Your leg is scraped. Did you fall in the forest? I hope you weren't pushed. I haven't heard much from the outside world since the electrical grid failed, but the news that I was getting... How is it out there? Horrible. Here, here. Sit by the fire. I'll bandage up your leg. Let me just go and fetch my first aid kit.
Are you snooping? That's pretty brave of you. To wander into a cottage in the woods with an injured leg and immediately start going through your host's belongings. You must have a lot of faith in me. Many hosts wouldn't take so kindly to a privacy invasion like that.
But really, I must insist you stop. Don't want you to see something you'd regret, hmm? Tell me, what did you find? Just my field guide. Learn anything interesting? That's true, I've been studying certain invasive trees. That's why the Black Locust page is bookmarked. Now, let me see that leg of yours. This may sting a little. Hold still for me, alright? Though it's painful, it's important to disinfect. Especially in this situation. I'm thankful you found your way here. The forest can be unforgiving, shall we say. I'll bandage you up now. You know, things could be a lot worse. Nature will always be here for you. You made your way here, guided by my smoke. And though the forest has its thorns, it is peaceful. You'll stay, won't you? There's nothing for you back home anymore. Without society, people have no choice but to return to nature. You still don't understand how it happened? All the leaders of the world disappeared, no? Without leaders, society collapsed. Conspiracies bloomed. People turned on one another. That's what I recall from the news before I lost power. But growing in the homes of each and every leader was a tree. You know your stuff, don't you? Do you remember what type of tree they were? Black locust, right? Unusual, isn't it? Nature works in mysterious ways, huh?